Om Shanti, this is the Avyakt Murali of the 27th of July 1971. The title is Make the Eye of Your Intellect Clear and Powerful. Today, did you take the written paper of this patti? Do you know what paper will begin tomorrow? Do you know what questions you will have in the practical paper? What type of questions will you have? Do you have the awareness of what happened through you souls a kalpa ago? The children answered, Yes, Baba. Baba continued, Since you have this awareness, you do not also have the awareness of what questions you will have. Maya will confront you, but do you know in what form she will confront you or not? You are going back from here having become master knowledgeful, are you not? Those who are master knowledgeful know everything in advance. Just as scientists are able to forecast calamities such as storms, rain, or earth tremors with the help of their instruments, so can all of you master knowledgeful souls not know all this in advance with the power of your intellect? Day by day, the more powerful your awareness is, that is, the more you make the eye of your awareness powerful and clear, the more you will realize in advance when any obstacles may come, that today you will have to take a paper in something. The more you know in advance, then because you are clever in advance, the more success you will attain in dealing with the obstacles. When the government knows that today an enemy is about to come, then because they are prepared in advance, they can be victorious. But when you are attacked suddenly, you are not able to be victorious. Here, firstly, because of being Trikaldarshi, you experience the awareness of the previous kalpa as though it was something that happened yesterday. Secondly, because of being knowledgeful, and thirdly, because the eye of the intellect is powerful and clear, you are able to catch things in advance. So, if you are paying attention to all these three things, or you have that stage, then are you not able to recognize the obstacles that might come to you in advance? When you recognize them in advance, you will never be defeated. You will always be victorious. When their eyes are not powerful, or if the CID does not maintain good attention, the government is also sometimes deceived. In the same way, you must constantly look after the eye of the intellect. Is it carrying out its task accurately? So what does CID mean? The checking is CID. In the form of checking is clever, you can never be defeated by an enemy. This is why you must even now try to know everything in advance. When it is about to rain, the elements give you a warning in advance, and if you are knowledgeable, you can be protected from the obstacle of the elements. If you are not knowledgeable, then the many different things of the elements become the cause of sorrow or sickness. You then become subservient to it. What would be the reason for this? A lack of recognition and knowledge. As you fill yourself with the power of remembrance, that is, the power of silence, you will know in advance that something is going to happen today. Day by day, the special Maharathis who maintain attention and checking are having these experiences. If someone is going to have a fever, you can see the signs of this in advance. If you are knowledgeable in this, then you will definitely have the signs of any paper that is about to come. If the power to recognize is powerful, then you can never be attacked. A fortune teller with the knowledge of fortune telling and astrology is able to know about the calamities that are about to come. Compared to the knowledge you have, their knowledge is nothing. That is said to be insignificant. Since those who have insignificant knowledge are able to know in advance with the power of their knowledge, then with this most elevated knowledge, are you master knowledgeful souls not able to know? The reason for not being able to know is that the eye of the intellect is not clear. What is the reason for it not being clear? You are not careful. Because of not being careful, you are not knowledgeful. And because of not being knowledgeful, you are not powerful. Because of not being powerful, you are not able to attain the victory that you should. So, is it difficult to keep your eye clear? What blessings will those who have come to the party this time take from Madhuban, the land of blessings? Firstly, keep the eye of your intellect clear and careful. Also take with you the blessing of being knowledgeful in advance, through which you will never be defeated by Maya. Those who hear and those who see everything sacrifice themselves to those who are never defeated by Maya. Whilst you live in the household, those who are close to you and those who are distant from you should sacrifice themselves to you. The method for this is that you should not be defeated again and again. If you are defeated again and again, how can others sacrifice themselves to those who are defeated? This is why, in order for others to sacrifice themselves to you and to Baba, you should never be defeated. You have to become worthy of wearing a garland and not be defeated. These are the special teachings for the Pandavas who live in the household. When you go back to your household, will you consider your household to be your household or something else? Your name of being householders has now changed, has it not? Now, will your household be called that of half-kumars? You should not have the slightest thought of your household. The children replied, Baba, there is no question of even having such a thought. Baba continued, Yes, there is a question, but you should say that there is not even any thought. Close your register of being householders. From today, consider yourselves to be servers. At Diwali, they finish old accounts and new accounts are begun. So, have all of you celebrated the true Diwali? Have you lit the Deepaks eternally? Have you finished the accounts of the old household and the old sanskars? As is your awareness, so are your sanskars. So, have you burned these accounts completely, or have you kept some aside? If you have kept something aside, your intellect will be drawn towards it at some point. Did you burn them and finish them, or will you have the desire to see them now and again? Some things are such that they cause fear. Therefore, instead of putting them aside, you have to burn them. Those who keep false accounts are afraid of the government, and so they burn the books and completely destroy them so that no one finds even a trace of them. Completely burn and destroy your accounts and the register of your old awareness. One is to keep something aside, and the other is to burn it completely. People do not just kill Ravan, but they also burn him. So, if you just keep this aside, that sign will still remain. You may be caught with even a small piece of your old register. Maya is very powerful. Her catching power is no less. Just as government officers catch you out over the slightest thing they may find, so too, if you keep even a little trace aside, Maya will catch you out in one way or another. Therefore, burn it before you go. You were told how Kumars have the sanskars of keeping a little bit of pocket money. In the same way, the householders have a special sanskar of keeping something aside for a time of need. No matter how much of a millionaire someone may be, no matter how loving someone may be, they still have this sanskar. This sanskar becomes an obstacle to your effort now. People wonder how their household could continue if they do not have a little sanskar of bossiness in themselves. Or how would they be able to earn an income if they did not have a little sanskar of greed for various things? How would their personality seem to other people if they do not have any arrogance? They secretly keep a few of these sanskars hidden away for such tasks, that is, for a time of need. This sanskar then deceives them. This is not a pure personality, and these old sanskars are not the method to sustain the household. They have greed for old sanskars in a royal form, but it is still a trace of greed. For instance, when householders go somewhere and see that there is greater attainment there, they become so involved in attaining that they decrease their attention towards earning the godly income. They decrease their attention to this and pay greater attention to attaining that attainment. So, is that not a trace of greed? Those who keep aside the property of the treasures of old sanskars for a time of need, in order to use them at an appropriate moment, have to finish these sanskars. You should check that there are not any old sanskars like this hidden away in any corner. They even have attachment. If you pay greater attention to your household, that is also attachment in a royal form. It is the progeny of attachment. The unlimited household continues for 21 births, whereas that household is the household for settling karmic accounts. You pay greater attention to the household where you have to settle karmic accounts and less in this direction. So, is this not a royal form of attachment? This trace gradually increases, it becomes an obstacle and makes you experience defeat instead of making you victorious. Therefore, although the householders have become the great bestowers and the greatly enlightened souls, they have to finish the trace of the progeny of the vices that they have put to one side. So pay attention to this. It should not be that as soon as you have taken the course, you pass. No, now you have to pass in this also. You must not have the slightest trace of any old treasures hidden away in any corner. This is known as dying alive, or one who has renounced everything completely, or someone who has surrendered everything, or one who is a trustee, or one who has love for and is cooperative with everyone in the yajna. This is the course. Though the teachers give the course, after the course you have to give them force. When you simply give them the course, they are okay until then. But at the time of taking the paper, the course is forgotten. Together with the course, there also has to be the force. Then the course together with the force will bring success. You will then not fail. So, fill yourself with this force and you will constantly be able to be victorious. There should not be the slightest trace left. Because if a trace still remains, you are not able to shoot at the target of the intellect. You have to take such high papers. It is not a big thing to pass in the small papers. However, passing in the subtle, deep papers is the sign of passing with honor. So, do you now understand what you have to do? Burn your old register completely. Go back having filled yourself with this much power. Even this much is enough. If clothes are not ironed after having been washed, they do not have a sparkle. So, here too, if you do not fill yourself with force after the course, you are not able to be the one who performs miracles or shows miracles. So now, become one who performs miracles before you return, so that your godly sparkle attracts others even from a distance. What is it that attracts towards itself the most? What attracts towards itself even from a distance? A sparkle. Through what do you get a sparkle? Even in your exhibitions, what is it that attracts the most? One is light, and second, might attracts towards itself. Then, it might be any kind of might. If you have the godly light and the might to transform yourself, you can attract every soul towards yourself. Acha Om Shanti.